Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cavehill Campus. On this day, September 24th, 1921, William P. Douglas and his wife Emily Frances Douglas welcomed their newborn son, William Randolph Douglas, into the world. This newborn would later go on to become Barbados' Chief Justice, serving with distinction for 21 years, most of this during the immediate post-independence period. Born in Pegwell Christchurch, William received his primary education at St. Christopher's Boys' School and completed his secondary education at Rushbrook School and then Bannatyne School in Canada after migrating with his parents. He returned to Barbados in 1948 after pursuing studies in law at the London School of Economics. Douglas spent 2 years in private practice before his appointment to the post of Deputy Registrar in 1950, holding the position for 5 years. At a time when professionals traveled and worked freely in the British colonized Caribbean, Douglas journeyed to Jamaica, where he worked as resident magistrate between 1955 to 1959, and then Assistant Attorney General between 1959 and 1962. Another promotion in the legal field came in 1962 when he became puisne judge. This Jamaican tour of duty served him well, for a larger call would come as Barbados approached independence. He accepted the call and returned to Barbados to take up the post of Chief Justice in 1965. Knighted in 1969, Sir William was one of a few Caribbean persons elected to serve as a judge on the British Privy Council. Another high-profile task came in 1967 when he was appointed member of the Executive Council of the World Association of Judges, a position which he retained up to 1975. Sir William was also a member of the Committee of Experts on the Application of Conventions and Recommendations of the International Labour Organization. For the region, however, Sir William, as chairman of the Council of Legal Education between 1971 and 1977, was instrumental in the establishment of law schools in Trinidad and Jamaica. Sir David Simmons recalls that he was businesslike in his approach, starting his court promptly at 9:30 a.m. and delivering, quote, his judgments with great speed, end quote. Queen's Counsel Jack Dare observed that Sir William's tenure was marked by, quote, the strict application of the law, the unchallenged integrity and impartiality of the judiciary, and the certainty that justice according to the law would be administered, end quote. With a hectic work schedule, Sir William still found time to serve community organizations such as the Association of the Blind and Deaf and the Boy Scouts Association. His marriage to Thelma Ruth Jilks produced 2 children, Peter and Susan. After Lady Thelma's death in 1992, he married Denise Hope. Sir William himself died in southern France on August 12, 2003. As the island's Chief Justice in the independence period, he succeeded in preserving the independence and integrity of the judiciary and contributed much to the preservation of the rule of law. This giant of a public servant, who also acted as Governor General, was born on this day, September 24th, 1921.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus.